Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Aisling Frawley, Chartered Physiotherapist, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Aisling, you're going to tell us about keeping well and staying fit kind of when the routine goes out the window, as can happen in the summer, I'd say, particularly at the moment. But like, we don't want to beat ourselves up either. It's okay to kick back a bit in the summer with 100%. The exercise routines, is it?
Yeah, 100%. I think the summer is kind of a great time to take a break, perhaps. Not be too hard on ourselves. We don't get the weather like we have at the moment too often, so you might as well get out and enjoy it. And the nice thing, I think, as well, is that the evenings are longer, the mornings are brighter, so like we have so much time throughout the day to kind of get out and do maybe something different to your usual, get up and maybe go to the gym kind of 6 a.m. before you go to work. So there's loads and plenty of things that we can get going throughout
okay.
the summer.
So what's important to keep up? Is it the cardio or strength or stretching, flexibility, or
kind of I think, to be honest, whatever you have going in general, probably to stick somewhat to it. I kind of say to most of my clients is, if we can keep a rhythm throughout the summer rather than a routine, that's, you're doing okay. really well, because again, there's so many things going on. Maybe there's summer camps, schools are finished, maybe you don't have as much time throughout the day, maybe you've got kids, you know, there's weddings, there's social events in the evening time, barbecues, you know, there's loads going on. So I think trying not to be too hard on ourselves, but keeping some form of a consistency throughout the summer with whatever exercise you really like to do is fantastic. And if you want to try something new, that's really beneficial as well.
Okay, so what might that look like? You operate on the principle that something's better than nothing.
Exactly, yeah? Something is better than nothing, and it's not an all or nothing game in terms of fitness and health in general anyways. So even if that is a case of short and sharp 10 minutes in the morning time, kind of a walk, maybe throughout the day you can build it up. So you take 10 minutes to walk in the morning, maybe you do a 5 minute stretch routine throughout the day, and then maybe in the evening time, I don't know, you might play a game of tennis with a friend, or you know, you might go for a sea swim or something along the lines.
Okay, so we could kind of redefine as well what 100%. We mean by like exercise versus activity, because like we are more active in the summer anyway,
so naturally absolutely we are, and you know, we are outdoors more, which is quite nice because we do have the brightness in the morning and the evening time, we kind of take full advantage of it, which is fantastic. And I do think you're right, trying to redefine what fitness and health kind of tends to look like when we're in the summer months. Maybe a lot of people are away and they don't have access to gyms, but there's things that you can do, you know, walking on the beach, or maybe pack a few resistance bands in the suitcase and take them off if that's something you like.
This is a big question now. Should people bring workout gear on their holidays?
I think you're going to have to establish those priorities before you go, because I think all the intention is there and you can pack the trainers, but they'll sit in the hotel room or the apartment for the week and you won't use them. So I think if it's something that you're definitely going to do, then by all means pack them, but don't be too hard on yourself.
So the trainers going right, and then there's shorts and top, like you take up nothing, so you're going to cover bases.
Absolutely.
And maybe a few resistance bands.
Yeah,
in there,
you throw them in the suitcase. Do you know what I mean? They're as light as anything. So,
People find stuff to do with them online or whatever?
Yeah, there's 15 minute routines you can get online, or I suppose if people are already using things in the gym, do you know what I mean? They'd have a notion of what to be doing with them, anyways. But yeah, little resistance bands into the suitcase and your trainers, fantastic. But again, I don't think we should be too hard. We don't get holidays, you know, if the holiday is the thing that you're doing to take a break from your general day-to-day routine, then that's something we need to look at as well. Rest and recovery is super important as well for the body to train, so it's adapt and allow ourselves to maybe train something else in the system.
Yeah, and then like, do you get some people like who get very antsy if they're not keeping up their routine? Like, is that kind of an issue if you find that that's bothering you? Like,
yeah, and I think if that is the case, then you know, try best to stick to it. I think it can be a little bit stressful, but maybe, you know, I suppose that redefining of what fitness and health looks like is something we need to prioritise in terms of our language that we use throughout the day to week scenario with our friends and our colleagues, perhaps. Because again, I do think, you know, there is a stress to try and keep in routine, and you see all these challenges and stuff online that, you know, there's a 6 week body challenge to get yourself in shape for summer and stuff. And those can be fantastic if you're utilizing them in the right way and it's sustainable for you long term. But these short and sharp 6 to 8 week things, if sometimes they can be, I suppose, a little bit detrimental because there's an added stress to it to try and get them done or get them seen to throughout that 6 to 8 week period. So I think we have to be careful not to be too hard on ourselves again.
Okay. And what you were saying earlier there about like maybe a quick walk in the morning, then do a 5 minute thing. like, so would you be up for, like, you know, little mini challenges and little, like, bits and pieces, snacks kind of throughout the day? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I think because as well at the moment, if we look at the temperature outside, it's just getting hotter throughout the centre of the day and then cooler in the evening. So maybe it is that you take your short and sharp breaks throughout the morning time, or maybe your longer periods of exercise in the morning time and the evening time when it is a little bit cooler. And then throughout the day, you can do a little bit of a challenge and build it up. Maybe you do set yourself, you know, over 8 to 10 weeks or whatever, but it could be something as small as starting with 10 squats today and then doing in 2 days time, 20 squats, you know, and trying to build it up that way throughout the summer to try and keep some form of consistency. And I think that's nearly the key term that we have to use throughout the summer is consistency, rather than throwing yourself into something that's okay. You're not used to.
Well, consistency is like a general pattern rather than a very strict kind of routine.
Yeah.
Look, speaking of the heat, and this is relevant to people right now.
Yeah.
I presume it's crazy to go out exercising outside during the day.
100%. There's a lot of people out running at the moment. Like, I was literally just on Sandy Mount Strand before I came, and there was a lot of people taking on the strand. Now I have to say there's a little bit of a cool breeze out there down, which is great. Yeah. But throughout the day, I would say try and keep yourself in the shade and try and get your exercise in when it's a little bit cooler, morning time and evening time. I know that's difficult at the moment because it is quite hot out there, but just be careful because again, you know, with the hydration element, we have to be super careful on that.
So lots of water too.
Tons of water, even just sipping it throughout the day. You don't have to be gulping it down, but just take water all the time.
Yeah, or you could just do a pint every time you remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I getting a headache? I haven't drunk any water. Reminder. Point of it. One quick thing. If people have got out of a routine now and now they're thinking I want to get back into it, tip?
Start slow and gradual. Don't throw yourself back into it, because the tendency is we want to go back to the situation we were maybe prior to getting off of our routine. So slow and gradual, ease yourself back into it. It'll prevent injury in the long term.
Brilliant. Loads of common sense there. Aisling Frawley, thank you very much.
Thank you.